you're definitely going to go with a wall, though, huh? Conventional.
I think that's what you guys need. That's what our experts tell us.
Rob Smuts, who is New Haven's Emergency Management Director, is talking to residents along the beach in Morris Cove about what they've wanted for years, a seawall. Part of the beach has one, but owners of the homes that don't say a wall is the only way to protect their homes from the kind of damage they sustained in Irene and Sandy.
Do you feel your house is at risk without a seawall at this point?
Oh, definitely at risk.
That's David Kronberg. He lost a deck and other structures on his property. His neighbor, Tony Sacco, has shored up his home with cinder blocks.
So you feel if you don't get a seawall to protect you...
We're out. We're in trouble. We're in bad, bad trouble.
And that's why Smuts says the city is going to bat for Kronberg, Sacco, and their neighbors.
After where the seawall stops, the homes are now at risk. There used to be more of a beach in front of them that has since eroded, and now some of the homes directly are being threatened.
But shoreline geologists like Ralph Lewis, who was the Connecticut State geologist for 30 years, are pretty universal in their belief that building a seawall is exactly what not to do.
I don't think anybody that knows anything about how coasts work would say that seawalls are a good idea.
A gently sloping beach dissipates wave energy. A seawall magnifies it.
That wave energy is concentrated at the bottom of the seawall, and what it tends to do is undermine the seawall, and the seawalls fall down.
Throw in higher water levels from sea level rise and storms, and the dynamic gets even more intense. As sea levels rise, shorelines migrate landward. But if there's a seawall, the beach has nowhere to go, so it just goes away. There is no beach left. Connecticut doesn't prohibit seawalls, but it's pretty strict. Laws also require consideration of more natural coastal protections like dunes. The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection has to approve new seawalls, and Commissioner Dan Esty is no fan of them. He says aside from causing beaches to disappear, seawalls can cause damage to areas that don't have them.
People do not have a right to absolutely anything they want if it's going to impose real harm on others around them. I think we've been very clear that there needs to be a more thoughtful strategy for how we protect our coastal resources, including homes.
But natural shorelines aren't always practical, like at Longshore Sailing School in Westport. It lost a seawall in Irene and part of that wall's replacement in Sandy. Public Works Director Stephen Edwards says rebuilding it twice was still the best option.
Where you've got a nice long run-up and you can use natural vegetative surfaces, I concur. The DEP approach is fine, but you got to look at your overall investment. Here I've got a $1 million building sitting literally, 20 feet off of the seawall. I've got to protect that building.
But some seawall stalwarts, like Connecticut State Senator Len Fasano, are beginning to shift their views. After researching other techniques, Fasano now says Morris Cove should do what he helped folks in his East Haven district do.
And make an easier path and less expensive path by putting in a natural sloping dune with seagrass.
So you're sounding a bit like a convert here.
I think there's a happy middle ground.
Which is probably music to former state geologist Lewis's ears.
Beaches are the most dynamic part of the earth. There isn't any part of the earth that changes as much as shorelines do. And we're trying to make them not change. It just doesn't make sense.
Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.